Do you struggle staying consistent with your Instagram content for your brand? Do you feel like you just have zero strategy, you're so overwhelmed, like you can't keep up, or that you're completely alone in it all? If this sounds like you, then I would love for you to join me in the Creative Corner. So I'm launching this brand new program where we're going to set the foundation for your brand and get you back on track with your content. So by the end of it, you're going to have built a solid foundation and an understanding of your brand's purpose. And we'll also create a month's worth of intentional content that will attract your dream clients. And the best part of it all is that you'll have a little support group the entire way through. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, then make sure you sign up on the waitlist today, which will be linked in the show notes, because I only have a few spots available for this beta program that's starting in mid-November. Oh, and since the program is in beta mode, you will get an incredible discount. So make sure you check out the link in the show notes. Hello and welcome to the Lifestyle Podcast, a place where we talk about all things holistic living, personal growth, mindset, career, and more. Here we have open-minded conversations that will inspire you to lead with your intuition and go from dreaming to doing. I'm your host, Erin, and I cannot wait to share this journey with you. So let's hop on into today's episode. What you do is not who you are. So welcome to a brand new episode of the Lifestyled Podcast. The theme of this episode today is all about who you surround yourself with and how who you surround yourself with affects you, how character is the most important thing about you, and how reconnection with yourself is also extremely important. So those are kind of the three pillars that I wanted to touch on in today's episode. And kind of always with my episodes, like I get inspired by my topics based on things that have gone on in my life recently or things I've noticed, things I've picked up on, basically through my living experience and things that I ponder about and want to spark a little conversation on. So as always, you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts on each episode as well. So feel free to connect with me on social media. I always have my links in the show notes down there so we can chat about any of the episodes that you would like to. Starting off, we're going to start off with the first pillar in today's episode. So who you surround yourself with affects you. So we've all heard that saying before that you are the five people you surround yourself with. And I think that saying has to be, it's so incredibly true. And this year has really put that saying to the test for me, because it's interesting because when I was living in Ottawa, I was super connected with a lot of creative people. And I was also back and forth to Toronto and Montreal quite often, which are incredibly diverse cities. There's a lot of creative energy going on, all kinds of people doing all kinds of things. And that energy really rubbed off on me. And it always kept me super inspired, really motivated, and I never once questioned my own career journey or what I was doing with my life. And I'm saying this because this year I moved to the East Coast and it kind of like completely ripped me out of my comfort zone and I had to start over from scratch. Like I really had no connections over here. So when I moved, like obviously I wanted to start making connections. So I joined some apps where I could start making friends and, you know, trying to put myself out there to meet different people. The thing that I found quite quickly is that I was connecting with a lot of people in very traditional career roles, which is all fine and good. Like there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I quickly started to realize how it was making me question my own life, my own career path. And I'll tell you a little story. Okay. So I actually met a couple girls like quite early on when I first moved and we hung out, you know, here and there. And we were at this dinner. We all decided to go out to dinner. There was like four of us there. And at this dinner, one of the girls just starts ripping into people who have podcasts. She was saying how she used to live with a girl when she was living abroad, how this girl had started a podcast, and she was basically like making fun of this girl for having started a podcast. And this girl, as she was saying this, she had no idea that I create content online or that I even had a podcast. So I was just kind of taken aback that someone could be so judgmental of someone else for doing something that they enjoy doing or for putting themselves out there, because that's a tricky thing to do. Like that's a hard thing to do, and it takes a lot of courage to put yourself out there. So yeah, I was just kind of taken aback in that moment, and I was kind of just observing the conversation and how everyone was just sort of nodding along, and I just kind of kept quiet. And I remember driving home from that dinner feeling extremely drained and feeling down and just feeling off. I think it's because obviously, you know, I was spending time with people who don't share the same mentality about certain things. And, you know, that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their own opinions and their own ways of life, but it just didn't connect with my opinions and my ways of life. So it left my energy feeling very drained and left me just questioning myself a little bit more. And honestly, I wish I could say that experience was a one-off, but it happened twice to me here with two different sets of people where a very, very similar situation transpired. Anywho, because I was surrounding myself with people like this or who all shared that sort of similar mentality, I found that I was questioning what I was doing. I don't think that I've ever thought so hard about what I was doing with my life than I have in the past few months. And it's because I wasn't around people in a similar industry or in creative industries in general. And I started getting very, very riddled with self-doubt. I felt an extreme sense of judgment, and whether that was intentional from the other parties or maybe it was just something I took on to perceive in my own reality, but it really did make me question myself. So I kind of went back to that saying of, you know, the statement of you are the five people you surround yourself with, because I think it is honestly one of the most important things. I also heard a saying once that the right people give you energy and the wrong people drain your energy. And I'm really trying to pay a lot more attention to that sort of thing, like what is giving me energy versus what is draining my energy with the conversations that I'm having with people, with the connections that I'm trying to make with people. And I'm being a lot more intentional with that and intentional with who I will be surrounding myself with, because I just think life is way too short to be around people who drain your energy or make you feeling off or make you feel or leave you questioning yourself, especially if you were at a point where you were feeling really good about yourself prior, and then you hang out with a group of people or you're in a situation and you leave feeling off. Pay attention to that, because you need to start surrounding yourself with people, with things, with activities, with anything that is going to leave you feeling energized, leave you feeling fulfilled, leave you feeling really good about yourself, and leave you feeling worthy too, and surround yourself in like judgment-free spaces. So that's kind of an interesting little lesson that I have gone through this year, but I feel like it's helped me also reconnect with my intuition a little bit more and allow myself not to force things where they don't need to be forced, because the connections that I have made that I felt really good after, that became so much more apparent to me. That left me thinking like, okay, these are the kind of things that I need to start creating within my little circle so that I can feel good, because that's what we all want in life, is to feel good. So the next point that I wanted to hit in this episode is how your character is the most important thing about you. So I'm huge into character, and that's how I choose to judge a person and make up my opinion on a person. Like, I don't care what you look like. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what you do for a living. I don't care about any other external factor. If you're a kind person, if you're a genuine person, if you have a good heart, if you can respect other people, then that's all I really care about. And I'm saying this because it kind of rolls off my first point here. I'm saying this because I've personally felt like I was very judged for having a different path in life, or like I was lesser than for not having a traditional or quote unquote safe job. And, you know, as I said, you know, whether that was intentional from the other parties to make me feel judged or not, and maybe it was just all in my perception, but that's how I felt. And, you know, your feelings are always valid. And it just got me to thinking, like, can you imagine a world where we all worked in the same setting? Like, we all had the exact same job. Like, I just think in life, we need all kinds of people. We need all kinds of jobs. We need the trades. We need the creatives. We need the customer service workers. Like, we need it all. And working in one setting over another doesn't make you any less of a human. And it certainly doesn't make you any less worthy as a person. Maybe because I went through a little bit of that this year where I did feel a little bit judged or just out of place, almost like I didn't belong because I have a creative career path versus something that is a little bit more traditional, that it's just made me like hyper aware of this. It's interesting because I actually had a phone call with one of my friends back home the other day, and we were, you know, I was bringing sort of this up and I was speaking to her about how I was questioning myself a little bit, and we sort of got on the topic of career paths and how it literally doesn't matter what you do as long as you're a good person. And I also think that happiness should be a priority over everything. I also love like watching YouTube videos or listening to podcasts and stuff like that, or reading TikTok comments of videos of people who, you know, would rather do something that makes them happy than have more money or more this, more that. And I read a comment on YouTube that was pretty much about that, about a person who had, you know, had made it in the tech world and had this tech job, and they were doing the whole 9-to-5 thing at this big tech company, and they were absolutely miserable. And they wrote in the comment, they were like, I literally quit my job and got a job at Whole Foods, where I was just working and, you know, I had the perfect work-life balance. I actually loved the job. I loved my life, and I was 10 times happier working that. And I just found that so fascinating because I am the kind of person too who would rather prioritize happiness over anything else in life and doing what feels good to you rather than something that's perceived by everyone else as like, oh, that's a quote unquote cool job, or that's a, you know, I don't know, whatever you want to say about that. But I think, yeah, a lot of people live to make their life look good on the outside rather than having it feel good on the inside. But anyways, back to that conversation with my friend, and we were kind of talking about how, you know, it doesn't matter what you do as long as you're a good person. And we kind of came up with an example of like, just think of your family members, you know, when you're all together at your big Thanksgiving dinner, or you're all together at, you know, a big family event, think of, you know, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, everybody. Do you judge these people based on what they do for a living or how they treat you? Because I guarantee you it's the latter. So why do we judge strangers based on what they do and not who they are? Just a little food for thought and a little question to leave you with. And the last point that I wanted to bring up in this episode is all about reconnecting with yourself. So as I mentioned, you know, I really had to start paying close attention to how I was feeling each time I left a new hangout. It made me a lot more aware of my intuition and just, you know, those positive feelings, those negative feelings, what makes you feel like warm and fuzzy inside, what makes you feel motivated, what makes you feel like you can conquer the world, and what also leaves you feeling like you're questioning yourself, what leaves you feeling like you're drained, or I don't know, you want to like crawl away and hide in your room and like forget about reality. After each situation that you put yourself in, really pay attention to those feelings, because that is your intuition screaming at you, telling you what is right for you and what is not right for you. And it always knows best. So I will say that I think that has been probably one of the greater lessons that I have learned this year, is really being able to tap into my intuition in that sense. Because I even just had a newer connection that I was trying to make last week, and I checked in with myself afterwards and I said, how do I feel right now? It was also one of those situations where it didn't leave me feeling like completely motivated or inspired or feeling like my best self afterwards. And it left me having those little seeds of self-doubt. And I thought to myself, okay, that's not something that I want to continue to surround myself with. So how can I make shifts and start surrounding myself with more of the positive and the motivating and the judgment-free zones? Yeah, I just wanted to share my two cents on that topic because it has been something that I've been thinking a lot about lately, and just how what you do is not who you are, and how, I don't know, I kind of like to live life with the mindset of you should prioritize your happiness in life. And, you know, a lot of the times jobs are just a means to an end. And if you can find fulfillment and contentment and happiness within your life without feeling the need to have the titles and the, you know, all of the external things that maybe just look good from the outside. Like, are you even truly happy? Like, are you fulfilled? Because that should be what we're all seeking. We should all be seeking happiness and contentment no matter what you're doing, not, you know, having those vanity metrics or all the fancy titles and things like that. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on a topic like this. And I guess, yeah, that wraps up today's episode. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. And don't forget, if you want to join the Creative Corner, then make sure you hop on that wait list because there are limited spots available. Other than that, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day and I will catch you next time.